For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. Wages will rise for Missouri's low-income workers, and taxes will fall for some corporations when the new year arrives. Missouri's minimum wage will increase for about 100,000 workers from $7.35 an hour to $7.50. The increase is a result of an annual inflationary adjustment included in a law passed by voters in 2006. The state's corporate franchise tax rate also will decrease in 2014. That's the result of a 2011 law passed by legislators that gradually phases out the franchise tax by 2016. Other new laws taking effect Wednesday are the result of bills passed in 2013. Those include additional health screenings for newborns and new benefit entitlements for workers' compensation claims stemming from serious illnesses. Fayette High School continues to hold prayer sessions despite a legal complaint that claims the sessions are unconstitutional. Fayette Superintendent Tamara Kimball says district administrators haven't considered ending the Friday morning sessions since the American Humanist Association filed a complaint in November. She says the district doesn't believe it has done anything wrong by allowing the Fellowship of Christian Students to conduct the sessions. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the Humanist Association filed the complaint along with a student and a parent of a former student. They allege the sessions violate the constitutional prohibition against the government establishing an official religion. Columbia's Frederick Douglass High School is among 14 schools across the state receiving federal funding targeted toward helping struggling schools. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
This is Missouri's third round of funding from the Federal School Improvement Grants Program, and the latest awards include a grant of $1.5 million to Columbia's Douglass High School. Douglass principal Erica Neville says the funding will be used to enhance instruction in core subjects and strengthen the school's English Language Learners, or ELL, program. Also, a new community internship supervisor at Douglass will coordinate opportunities for students, and this summer the school will offer a new immersion program for students identified most at risk.
I think when you look at our a lot of programs that are working with students that are fragile like ours, they become too personality dependent. What we really want is an infrastructure that will stand regardless of which personalities are put in place.
A total of 14 Missouri schools are sharing the $7.5 million in federal funds aimed at struggling schools across the state. In addition to Douglass and Columbia, funded schools include 8 in St. Louis, 4 in St. Louis County's Riverview Gardens School District, and Martin Luther King Elementary in Kansas City. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
Even though Tony Gonzalez is retiring as a member of the Atlanta Falcons, the Kansas City Chiefs still view the 13-time Pro Bowl tight end as one of their own. Chiefs chairman Clark Hunt said today that Gonzalez will, quote, always be considered a part of the Chiefs family. Gonzalez was drafted by the Chiefs and spent his first 12 seasons in Kansas City. He was traded to the Falcons in 2009. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.